welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Learning to See, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The story in today's reading at first seems to illustrate the "be prepared" saying we learned as boy or girl scouts. Yet doesn't Jesus usually draw from ordinary life to instruct his followers, including us, in the meaning of the Father's kingdom? And so the reading tells of the actions of ordinary people, both sensible and frivolous, who have been sent to welcome the bridegroom on his nighttime journey to the wedding feast. The crisis of not enough oil is played out, and the foolish maidens are dramatically eliminated from the plot. One question asked by this reading seems to be, is there ever a time when the right choice is for yourself, for example, to refuse to share, rather than to choose to serve others who need you? What does God truly want from us? Our years of Christian education have certainly focused on considering others before we think of ourselves, haven't they? But are the sensible maidens truly choosing themselves over their needy friends? Of course, they're choosing the mission they have been given to welcome and travel with the bridegroom. The mission defines their self-value, something we also have been taught to recognize. According to Father Lawrence Freeman, quote, "To love ourselves means to love God, to experience a deep inner gratitude for the mystery of our creation, that we exist at all, that somehow we are born out of the love of God," close quote. The reading, as we're told at the beginning, compares the ways of 10 maidens to the kingdom of heaven. But some would say that its true center is the character of the bridegroom, asking, as it does, whether the maidens and we are willing to wait until he finally appears, and we too are welcomed into the marriage feast. Yet there is another reality to be considered that unlocks the reading's mystery, and that is the presence of light. The light brought by the maidens, yes, but primarily what light means for us. It is through the light of spiritual presence that we are able to discover and accept our mission. Through the light of connection that we create our relationships within God's creation. Through the light of complexity that we learn to comprehend our universe, our environment. Think of the hymn, "The City of God," especially these lyrics. "The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night." Isn't it through the growing light of consciousness that we recognize the bridegroom, that we understand who we are, and that we realize our union with the bridegroom that is the story of our lives. As Ilya Delio has said, the key to wholeness, to union, lies in consciousness. And what is consciousness but learning to see by the light?